Thanks so much for joining us for day number two. We're talking with Congressman Tim Griffin. And Tim, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Where do you want to pick up on the budget today?
Let's take Social Security. So when Social Security was started, 16 people working for every one recipient. Now how many are working for every one recipient?
One thing, though, when we look at Social Security, and I know I'm the devil's advocate. I've told this to all the senators and congressmen over the years. When Social Security was started, the life expectancy was probably 66.
That's right.
Now we've got people retiring at 65 and living to be 95. I'm sorry, that business plan won't work.
I'll say this. It was actually the average lifespan was even lower than the one you cited. And what you know, what I say to all this, all folks who are relying on these programs, we want to save them for the next generation. My mother is 70. She's on Medicare. She's also on Social Security. I want to save these programs. And if we do nothing, they're not saved. They're gone. They will go bankrupt. Now, Medicare goes bankrupt a lot faster than Social Security does. We're borrowing right now. We're borrowing, increasing our debt to pay Social Security obligations now. Do we pay in? Absolutely, we pay in. But all the folks that pay in don't cover all the folks that take out. And it's not a matter of cuts. It's a matter of reform.
That's right. Wouldn't that go back to the setting the age to life expectancy? I mean, that would be the simplest if, and I know there's not one person can get reelected. Sounds great. But what happens, everybody will go after you like crazy anytime you try to reform because they say you're cutting or you're going after grandma and they're pushing people.
I've decided that I'm going to do the right thing and folks are going to go after you no matter what. If you do the wrong thing, they'll go after you. If you do the right thing, they'll go after you. You never make everybody happy. So the best thing to do is just do the right thing that's going to save our country. And if you don't get reelected because of it, that's fine. You know, that's fine. I mean, the key is do the right thing.
That's exactly right.
And I've decided I'm just going to do the right thing. And then if people want to rehire me for another 2 years, they can. And if they don't, I'll get to see my 4-year-old a lot more and my 1-year-old a lot more. But that you're right. That's the key. We just got to do the right thing, and it is tough, but it is reform. It's not just go and cut budgets because even cutting is not going to do it. If you don't change these programs the way that they operate, you're not going to be able to save them. Just cutting line items will not save them. Joe Lieberman, Democrat, vice presidential nominee, now he's an independent. He said on CNBC this morning, and he said this numerous times before, and I've quoted him. He said, "You cannot save Medicare as we know it. You can only save Medicare if we change it." Okay? Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth, because Medicare as we know it goes bankrupt in less than a decade.
Do you think there is a light of folks that's on Capitol Hill now that are seeing that and on both sides that will come together and say, okay, it's time for real reform?
I don't think with this president you're going to get real reform. And I don't think with the Senate controlled the way it is that you're going to get real reform.
So
I think that's why this agreement that we came up with was far less than stellar. Because, those are tough choices and they don't want to make them.
So the only answer is for the election, as we see that people... The voice needs to be heard, and that's the people.
Well, bottom line, I mean, you said it well. I think that at the end of the day, if people really want change in all parts of government, they're going to have to change all parts of government. What happened in November is the House got changed. And it changed. Boy, did it change. The rest of the government, not so much.
So it'll definitely be something to see. We've been talking with Congressman Tim Griffin here on KFFB's Open Mic. As always, Congressman, thanks for taking time and enlightening us what's going on in Capitol Hill.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good one. I'll see you back in Arkansas.